good. Well, it is good morning in my country. It's about 6:20 in the morning. So we are advanced about 13 hours here in the United States. It's a blessing for me to you, my brethren, that God give me another chance and privilege to be with you, to meet old friends of mine during my first trip in 1995. And if I will mention your name, then 40 minutes will not be enough. So all of you, my friends and new brothers, especially Angela, the one who were baptized, it's a privilege for me to speak before you. I would like also to tell you, my brethren, that I am not only the Filipino here, and I would like to acknowledge my sister from the Philippines, Sister Dori Belido. That's this time. Yeah, that's. So, I'm not only the Filipino, you are too. I would like to give you a lesson with regards to spiritual programming, because I believe it's very important for us in the Philippines, and I do believe also that this is also important here in the United States, because I believe that there is only one gospel in the entire world. And sometimes this is the problem within the church, that some of the American brethren, they try to Americanize the Filipino, which sometimes I was disturbed about that. And I would like also to apologize to all of you, because my English is really different from your English. So if you hear something which is wrong from your hearing, please forgive me. But I know that you will forgive me, because you are my brethren. I would like to do the spiritual programming, but I call in the Philippines mind programming. And this is what I learned using the computer. Because when I started using the email, I see the very important of having communication to the brethren. And please allow me to use the blackboard, because if you cannot understand what I'm talking, probably you can understand in my blackboard. Our mind, this is our mind. There are two kinds of our mind. The conscious mind, this is the conscious mind, and we have the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is the one who will adapt. Whatever you want to adapt is go to your conscious mind, and whatever you want to do in action, it will go past through your subconscious mind. So whatever you adapt, then this will be the action. If you program in your mind lying, then the action, you will become a liar. So whatever you program in your mind, that will be your action. The same with the computer. Whatever you program in the computer, whatever you put in the program, when you print, that's it. That will become out. Because some of the brethren in the Philippines, I believe, even here, we came from denomination. Some of the brethren. And their practice in the denomination is still here. And they're trying to introduce the practice that they had during their time in the denomination. And it creates problem in the church. And sometimes church divided, because brethren try to introduce their whatever program on their mind. Because the Bible says in Psalms, if you have your Bible, and I believe you have all your Bible, In Psalms 23, verse 7, it says here, "For as he thinks within himself, for as he thinks within himself, so he is." So whatever you think for yourself and that you are, so whatever you program in your mind, then that you are. That is your personality. There are two things that we need to understand. Programming of our mind, setting our mind in this world, and setting our mind on the things above. Because in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, mind on flesh is death. Mind set on the spirit is life. So there are just two kinds of programming. If you set your mind on this world, and this is death. If you set your mind on the things above, or in the spirit, and that is life. Verse 7, mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. If our mind set in this world, the Bible says this is hostile toward God. We will become enemy of God. And in verse 8 it said, those who are in flesh cannot please God. And sometimes this is the problem that we have, my brethren. Sometimes we say that we are Christians, but our mind is still here. We are very much particular on this world. And sometimes our time, we spend a lot for our recreation rather than serving the Lord. Because our mind is still here. And in heaven. Remember in one of the church, in this seven churches of Asia, what is the church there that it is a lukewarm? It is a cold and it is a hot. Laodicea, right? And the Lord said, I will spit you out. So, being a Christian, my brethren, for my understanding, we need to set our minds on the things above. Because if we set our mind on the things on this earth, we cannot please God. We cannot please God. And it says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, if then we have been raised up with Christ, we need to understand why is it that he put the race up there. We need to remember that we are dead during our past life. Because it says in Ephesians chapter 2, 5, you were dead because of your transgression and your sin. That's why the Lord said, you have been raised up from the dead, from the sin. The Lord said, if then we have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. It's very important for us, my brethren, and this is just a reminder as your brother from the Philippines, because both Americans and Philippines are in danger because of our status. Prosperity in your country is a problem. Sometimes I observe that because of prosperity, some people are falling away to the Lord. They prefer to play on the playground, like soccer or whatsoever, rather than go and worship the Lord. Why? Because, as I have said, I keep on repeating this. When you just open your refrigerator, oh, you have a lot of food. You have two cars, you have a big house. You have no problem. And sometimes people, they thought that they don't need God. And that is the problem sometimes in being a member of the church. Sometimes we say, yes, Lord, I obey you, but our mind is still set on the things on earth. And the Lord said, you cannot please God if you set your mind on the things on earth. Remember, my brethren, we are just passing through. This world is not my home. Everything is temporary. And we need to understand, maybe tomorrow, maybe today, will be the judgment. Maybe today we will die. Maybe tomorrow. Life is like a vapor. If you are self-setting your mind, although you are a Christian, you cannot please God, my brethren. We cannot please God. That's why we need to have some programming, mind programming. Everything in this world, like in the Philippines, poverty is the problem, because some people, they thought that there is no God. They were discouraged. Where's God? The Lord said, I will never forsake thee, I will never leave thee. Hey, my children are dying, my children are starving. Where's God? And that's the problem in our country. But I tell you, my brethren, I was encouraged by your faith. I was encouraged. In spite of your prosperity, you still love the Lord. And I commend you for that. Keep on going, my brethren. And I would like also to tell you that in the Philippines, in spite of poverty, some brethren are still faithful to the Lord. So it is not prosperity, it is not poverty, the hindrance for us to go to heaven. Set our mind on the things above. If we will die today, so what? So what? If you are afraid to die, then you have still something in this earth. Remember, the Lord said, to die in Christ is gain. I was in the airplane, when Philippine airline, when I flew here in Los Angeles. And you know, sometimes the airline is, I don't know, what do you call that? So, I was sitting in the aisles, and there are two Filipinos here, and there are four there. When all of them, they show the rosary, then they pray. Then I'm just sitting there, I'm just reading a book, and they keep on looking at me, because everybody's praying. And one of the Filipinos said, well, you're not afraid? I said, no. Why? I have my Lord. I have my Lord. I know whom I believe. Whatever happened to me at that time, so what? So setting our mind on the things above is very important. But sometimes really hard. Like me, my brethren, I was about to quit serving the Lord. I was about to quit preaching the gospel. But I thanked my Lord for giving me strength. And I thanked the brethren here, different areas. They sent me email, they sent me letters, and they said, Roger, no, Roger, keep on going. We love you. And that's it. That's the beauty of being in one family. We are there to encourage brethren who are discouraged. We are there to help them, to build up when they are weak. And I thank Brother Jay and Brother Charles. At that time, they came to the Philippines and they said, Roger, no, we will pray for you. Keep on going. My mind is still divided at that time. Setting my mind in this world and setting, yes, I still love the Lord, but I still love this earth, this world. Doesn't work, my brethren. Doesn't work. As I told you, sometimes we are very much concerned for ourselves. We keep on saying, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, I believe that, my Lord. We keep on saying, I believe there are about 20 songs that we have this morning and keep on saying that my Lord died for us. He loved me so much. How do you love the Lord? Just every Sunday? Every Wednesday, your Bible study? Lord's Day, it's not only Sunday, my brethren. Lord's Day from Monday to Sunday. How do we love ourselves? Yeah, we have a lot of foods. We can go to hamburger to feed our body, right? But how about our inner soul? How do you supply the need of your soul? How many times that you read the Bible? Just only every Wednesday or every Sunday? So if you will do that, if you try to your physical body just to eat every Sunday, then you will not be survived. In the same manner, we need to understand the Word of God is a food for our soul. How many times that we supply the need of our soul? Try to think that. But sometimes, yeah, we spend a lot of time going for recreation, especially summer. I did not say that it is wrong, my brethren, to go for recreation. Remember, God, even God himself, he rested. It doesn't mean that God got tired. It's just showing to us that we need a physical body to rest, to have recreation. But the problem is how many times that we use our time for our recreation, for our body, and for the Lord. And sometimes here we support some of the needs of our flesh, but the Lord's very behind. Set our minds on the things above, my brother. Very important to me. And I hope we need to do that. Because if you are still setting your mind, yes, you have been baptized for almost 30 years, but what you have done to the church? Just coming every Sunday? Yeah, that is a part. That is your duty. It's very important, my brethren, to set our mind on the things above. Please help me to do some programming. Let's do some programming. Open your Bible at Ephesians chapter 4. And let's do it. Ephesians chapter 4. We can do some programming here in verse 25. Mind programming. In Romans, this is chapter 8, verse 6 to 8. Is that 8 in the Bible? Yeah, that's the one I use. And here is Colossians. Remember the verse that I use. When we go to programming, my brethren, you have all your computer, I believe. Or you have your computer in the school. If you want to... If you have some data that you want to put on your in your computer so that it will not be lost, what will you do? Save them, right? So there's a saving there, or put on. In the Bible it's just put on and put off. And if you don't want the data, what you are going to do? Delete. So let's try. Ephesians chapter 4, my brethren. Let's try to do some programming. Okay, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. What is for delete and what is for saving? In verse 25. Help me. Ah, okay. Yeah, in our translation in Tagalog, it's all falsehood or lying. Okay, so we need to delete lying or falsehood. And we save what? Truth only? Speak, yeah. Because there's a problem. Sometimes we know the truth, but we don't speak the truth. So, not only truth, not only putting your mind on the truth, but speak the truth. That's the Bible say. I hope that is not the time. Okay. Verse 26. What is for delete and what is for save? Verse 26. Pardon me? What is for delete? Whatever your translation. Anger? Okay. Wrath? Oh, sometimes wrath. This is wrath, right? Rather than rats. Ah. That's not good. Bad English. Rats. Okay. What is for shame? Do not get angry. Yeah. The Bible say you can get angry but do not sin. Yeah, sometimes we lose our temper, and that's right. Sometimes we have that feeling because we are human. But the Lord said, yeah, okay, you get mad, but do not sin. That is we need to program in our mind. Christians sometimes will, Jesus Christ, our Lord, get mad also. But he never commits sin. Verse 28. What is for deleting here? Steal. Okay. Stealing. Or steal. And here? Good. Not only work. Work and share. Yeah, we need to work for the needs of our family. But we need also to share to other people. Do good to all men, the Lord said. Do good to all. That is the responsibility of individual member of the church. We have our collective effort as a church, but we have also our individual responsibility as a Christian. Don't tell me if your neighbors have the problem, they're starving, and you say, okay, I will just inform first the church. No. You're a Christian, the Lord said, do good to all men. But most especially to the household of faith. There is most especially. Why is it that is especially? Why? Why is there most especially? Why? What do you think why it, the members of the church is most especially? Yeah, Christ's children. And always remember that cross. My Lord and your Lord died for me and you. He died for you. And he died for that brother. We need to restore him or her. We need to help him or her. Sometimes we have disagreement in the church. We have discussion, and that's fine, my brethren. That's fine. Remember that we have a different talent. If we have differences, why don't we sit down and study? Rather than, oh, you're wrong. Then you're dividing the church. When I preach the gospel, my brethren, I always put myself into a position that I might be wrong. Because the moment that you put yourself that you are right, then if brethren say something of what they understand and you say, no, you're wrong. Because you put yourself that you're right. But we need to put ourselves that we might be wrong. Because the moment that they say something, different from your understanding, then you will study. Remember, we are not the truth. Only Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We are just walking according to the truth. We are not the truth. Every man is liar. Only Christ, the truth. So if you have the differences, my brethren, sit down. If we cannot solve in one day, next week, next month, next year, if you cannot solve it, next 20 years, next 30 years. The Lord said, love one another, teach one another, encourage one another. In Galatians, it says that we can debate, we can discuss, but we still love one another. And sometimes that's the problem of different churches of Christ in my country. When they don't like the word mutual edification, they say that we are wrong. That's fine if you don't like mutual edification, and that's fine. Let's study. And in the same manner, if we don't want those people who have ministry system, and be patient. We need to be patient with them. Let's pray for them. Because the prayer of the Lord, they might be one. That is the prayer of the Lord. But sometimes, no, you are not my brother. No, they are not a member of the Church of Christ. We have only one judge. And remember, the owner of the church is not me and it's not you. It's not the elders, not the evangelists. The owner of the church is Christ. Okay, verse 29. We'll finish this programming. Verse 29. What is for delete? Pardon me? Unwholesome words. What are another? Yes, that is in our dialect in Tagalog. Unwholesome word. What in other translation?
Corrupt words.
Oh, okay. Or unwholesome word. And what is for save? Saving our mind. Pardon me?
Healthy word.
Health. Pardon me? Helpful word for what? For edification, right? So, word for edification. Sometimes that's the problem of the Christians, word for edification. If we receive some, sometimes bad words from other brethren, if you think that is not for edification, do not say anything. Just shut up. Because that is not for edification. We need to consider that we have a brethren who are still weak in faith. Romans chapter 14 and Romans chapter 15. If you consider that you are strong, be witnesses for those who are weakness, and do not just please yourself. In Romans 14 said that receive those who are weak in faith. So if it is not for edification, just keep your mouth shut up. You might be destroying the brethren. You might be destroying the church because of that, chismis. We call it chismis in the Philippines. Okay, let's finish. 31 and 32. And this will be the final. 31 and 32. What is for delete here? Malice. What else, my brother? Don't tell me that you don't have your Bible. Maybe in the Philippines we don't have, but here I believe that you have all your Bible.
Bitterness, rage.
Pardon me?
Bitterness. Bitterness.
Okay. Okay. Do not trust. You know, sometimes that's wrong. I cannot pronounce the rocks. Rock. Yeah. Okay. All right. What does it mean? What does it mean on that?
Don't crucify Christ again.
What is in the writing Bible?
In opposition to the Holy Spirit.
Okay. What else? Very long. Okay, you check in your language. In our language. Here in Tagalog it say right bitterness. Okay, wrath, anger, claymore, is it claymore? Slander and all malice. That is in Tagalog. Okay, we put it here. Claymore. And what else? Slander. And what is for saved? Yeah. Be kind to one another. Be kind to one another. And tender-hearted, yeah. Hearted and okay, forgiving. The Bible says forgiving, not forgetting. We need to understand that forgiving and forgetting is a big difference. When we say, yeah, we forget, and when they do something again, oh, you did that twice already. So that is forgetting. But when we forgive, when they do again, oh, it's only one, because you forgive. Forgetting is will become two. So this is my understanding, my brethren. Just simple in our country, to have mind programming. So when we say, when you program these two in your mind, you program that you can speak the truth, but you can still program that you're lying, then doesn't work. Doesn't work. If you say that, let's say here, very important, tender-hearted forgiving, and you still have malice and bitterness, and doesn't work. So when we say delete or erase, so let's erase. Okay, and let's just save what the Bible says. This is what I understand, my brethren, in programming our mind. Okay, nice to see you again. I hope you understand my bad English, but if you cannot understand, just keep on looking to the blackboard, and I'm trying to do my best that you may understand our faith in the Philippines, because I believe that you have your own faith here in your country. We have a different culture or tradition. Like Brother John said that in the Philippines we don't have invitation song, because when the people they want to be baptized, they just come to some of the members and say, I want to be baptized. But if you do this in your country, that's fine. I still love you. We are brothers. No problem. Yeah, I need to respect also your tradition. Because if I will bring my tradition here, oh, probably you will send me home immediately. Yeah, because the Bible says that we need to respect one another, consider one another, be considerate. So I hope that you will be considerate also to me. Using pitch pipe, yeah, that's good here. But in our country, we have been serving the Lord for almost 60 to 70 years. We don't have pitch pipe. And some of our brethren from the United States, they brought a one box of pitch pipe and they tried to introduce in my country. And it's so sad, my brethren. It's so sad. Do you mean to say that we are wrong singing the Lord for almost 70 years without pitch pipe? I don't think so. But if you want to use pitch pipe, I still love you. Because that is your tradition. No problem. But I just want to point out that some brethren are coming to the Philippines and preaching the gospel. They want to Americanize the Filipino. If I will be staying here in your country, in this kind of living, I don't know, I might be falling away. Because I am not used to live how you live. For my first week in Indiana, they brought me to emergency room because of your food. So, your tradition is really different from our tradition. But the Lord said, no more Greek, no more Jews, no more Filipino, no American. We are one in Christ. So please don't introduce or bring your tradition there. Brethren here in the United States, especially these brethren in the other side, they still keep on sending us the books that you have, the red books, that one. They keep on sending there. And I tell you, the brethren in the Philippines, most of the brethren, they cannot understand English. But by the way, I would like to introduce you one another Filipino. My brother John. Here, Brother John, come stand up, brother. So we are three now. That's my brother John. My brother and your brother John. In the Philippines, as I have said, especially in remote area, they cannot understand English. They know how to sing the red songbook, but they don't understand what they are singing for. And the Lord said, make melody with your heart. How could you make melody if you cannot understand what you are singing for? Likewise, if I will give you Tagalog songbook, Jay can sing Tagalog songbook, but he cannot understand. So how could you make melody if you cannot understand? But these brethren keep on sending us this English songbook. You know why? Because in my home congregation, in Umingan Resurrection, the songbook, there is no notes. So if there is no notes, no pitch pipe. So they need to bring the red songbook so that they can use the pitch pipe. So I cannot understand, but I keep on appealing to you, my brethren, do not send us English songbook in the Philippines or English Bible. Good to me because I went to college for 5 years. That's why I learned how to speak English. But you see, I'm professional, but my grammar is wrong. How much more to the brethren in the remote area? So I pray that the brethren here keep on praying for us in the Philippines. Because I believe through prayers, God will listen. Because we are one family. Remember that I keep on emphasizing that we need to set our mind on the things above. That's very important. God gave us 10 commandments. The Ten Commandments is divided into a God-man relationship and man-to-man relationship. That's why in the New Testament, we can still follow the principle of the Ten Commandments. They say that we need to observe Sabbath, and that's right. They have one day Sabbath in the early Christians, but our Sabbath is every day for Christ. That is our Sabbath. The moment that we are in Christ and that we have a rest, that is our Sabbath. There's no problem. Like using mechanical instrument, they have during the David time, and that's right. In our present time, we cannot sing song without instrument also. God required instrument in our worship. But the question is, what kind of instrument? And the Lord said, your heart. You cannot sing without instrument. Just sing without your heart. God will not accept it. God required us to use instrument, the heart, not the mechanical instrument. That's why when we sing, my brethren, use your instrument. You have your instrument. Do not just sing without instrument. God will not listen. In John chapter 8, please open your Bible. John chapter 8. Verse 31. The Lord said, John 8:31, if ye abide in my words, then you are my disciples. So here, so that we can be called as disciples, we need to abide in his word. Then the outcome, we are disciples. But there is another passage in John 13, verse 35. John 13, verse 35, it says, they will know you that you are my disciples if you love one another. So there are two. This is our relationship between God and man, and the other disciple said, love one another. And then, you are my disciples. Serving God, for me, is not just a matter of doctrine. Sometimes in the Philippines, we are very much concerned about the doctrine. God-to-man relationship, and that is right. There is no question about doctrinally correct. But I tell you, being a doctrinally correct is not enough to go to heaven. There's another thing we need to perform. The relationship between other people. Yes, we don't have any mechanical instrument. We don't have idols. We have the Lord's Supper every Sunday. And that is doctrinally correct. Why is it that we don't have mechanical instrument? Why is it that we don't have idols? Why is it that we have only our Lord's Supper every Sunday? Why? Because God doesn't like instrument, period. God doesn't like idols, period. No more explanation. Because the Lord said, you are my disciple if you abide in my words. So for me, as a Christian, it is not only for doctrinally correct. There is another important thing that we need to perform as a Christian. Let's try to study Matthew 22. And I would like to share with you this thought in this Bible. Matthew 22, verse, let's say start 36. Let's start 36. And here we can learn that it is not only doctrinally correct to go to heaven. In verse 35 first. In verse 35, there's a lawyer. When we say lawyer here, he's an expert in Mosaic law. And he wants to test the Lord by asking questions. And the question is in verse 36. Excuse me. Teacher, which is the great commandments in the law? That is the question. And what is the answer of the Lord? That's all? Yeah, 10 commandments. The Lord said, 10 commandments. That is the greatest commandment. Let's try to study that. And the Lord said in verse 37, this is the great commandment. Number one, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. God to man relationship. That is the greatest commandment. But it may say never say period. Because in verse 39 it says, the second, there's a second. There's a second, my brethren. The second, it says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So it is man-to-man relationship. So 10 commandments. Just love. How do we love God? The Bible says, with all your heart. How? Just obeying His commandments, the Lord said. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's all. How do we love other people, our neighbors? The Bible says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. How do you love yourself? Like I told you a while ago, we go to McDonald's, King Burger, Hardee's, Ryan. Sometimes we go to Wally World. Is that Wally World? Walmart. That is how we love ourselves, right? Sometimes Disneyland, maybe this afternoon. Okay, that's right. But the Lord said, if you feed yourself, if you know how to take care for yourself, that is the same way that we need to do to other people. Because the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. And that is the greatest commandment. Love your God with all your heart, and love your neighbors. So again, it is not just concentrating in the doctrinal aspect. We have another function, because the Lord the second. So this is a second greatest commandment. And sometimes this is the problem of the church. We are very much concerned in this aspect, but we forgot our relationship to other people. And the problem in the denomination, they are very much concerned in this aspect. They help a lot of people, the denomination, but they forgot the other one, which is very important. There are two. So if we will just concentrate here and the denomination concentrate here, so what is the difference? We are not serving the Lord. Because the Lord, one and two. Because the key in this verse is found on verse 40. On these two commandments, what is the two commandments? Love your God with all your heart. Love your neighbors. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. All the Bibles. If you love your God and love your neighbors, you fulfill the law and the prophets. When we say love your fellow man, we cannot say do not steal. If you love them, then do you know that you don't steal? Just put programming in our mind. Remove stealing Just put love in your mind. Because the moment that you put love here, then you don't steal. If you love your neighbor, then you don't commit murder. If you love your neighbor, you don't commit fornication. Just programming in our mind. Just love. Love God. If you program yourself, what is our worship? 10 o'clock. Then before 10 o'clock, we must be here. That is how we love the Lord. And I appreciate the Hansen family. Where's my brother Hansen? They are tired. Oh yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah, we do our best to come also on the right time, but we cannot do it. But we do our best. And thanks the Lord that we have the communion. Just program. Love your God. There's a parallel also in this verse. In Romans chapter 13. Remember the parallel there. Parallel passage. Romans chapter 13 verse 8 and 10. It says, love is the fulfillment of the law. If you know how to love God, if you know how to love your neighbor, you fulfill the law. Again, it is not only doctrinally correct, my brethren. We have other functions, very important in our life. How to show the love of God to other people. There's a passage in the Bible, if you just love the one who loves you, doesn't work. Remember the Lord, He died for us when we are yet sinners. Died Christ on the cross when I was still a sinner. And that is the love that God wants us to practice. Because in the Bible, the true religion, if you remember the religion, the true religion or relationship, the true religion or relationship in the eyes of God, we can read that in James chapter 1 verse 27. This is the true and undefiled religion in the sight of God, to visit orphans. What is orphans? The needy. When we say needy, when we talk about needy, we are not just talking about physical need, but the most important is their spiritual need. Visit the orphans. How do you love yourself? You don't want to go to hell. If you don't want to go to hell, that is also the same feeling that you need to share to other people. Don't give up. When we go to our offices, we have office mate. Did you ever try to share the Lord? Your young people, you go to school. Did you ever try to share the Lord to your classmates? Relationship between other people. Don't give up. God will never come again and preach the gospel. God expecting us to do our part as a member of His family. How do you love your wives? Husband. How do you love your children? And sometimes we keep on concentrating, preaching the gospel, and we forgot our family. And that's wrong. If you will not take good care for your family, the Lord said, you are worse than unbeliever. We need to take care for our family. Remember, family is just a man and wife. Husband and wife, as you say. When God, the first institution that God has is the family. and the family is only between husband and wife. There's no children. But when God gives us the children, we will just allow the children to be a part of the family, not to be a center of the family. Sometimes we have that problem. When we don't have children yet, when we go home, we keep on looking for our wives. Honey, where are you? But when you have children, you are looking for your junior. You are looking for your daughter. And you forgot your wife. The Lord said, husband, love your wife. As Christ loved the church and he died for it. If necessary, we can die for our wives. And that is love. So in Christian, my brethren, there are so many things that we need to do. Just following the rules in our government. Stoplight. I use the stoplight. When there is a red, what is the meaning of red? Stop. And you're a Christian. Shh. Then the Lord said, oh, that's my son. No. God will not please on that. If we cannot follow simple instruction in this world, how could we follow the word of God? God expecting us to be a light. Remember that. God expecting us to be a salt. How could we be a light when we disobey also our roles in our government? They need to know that we are Christians by showing a good example. So again, my brethren, it's not just doctrinally correct. There's another thing that we need to consider. And it said there in James chapter 1 verse 27, to visit the orphans or the needy and the widows in their distress. Here, brethren, when they were nursing home, is that nursing home? Sometimes we have brethren or sister, yeah, brethren in the nursing home. Did we ever try to visit them? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Why no? Because you have overtime. You need to earn more money. And that is setting our mind on the things on this earth. The importance of the family of God, the Bible says, if one is rejoiced, then we need to rejoice. If one is sick, then we need to be there to encourage him or her. And the Lord said, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to me, to the extent that you did it to the one of these brothers of mine, you did it to me. So whatever we do, we are doing it for the Lord. And it says in Mark 9:14, for whoever give you a cup of water to drink, because your name as follower of Christ, truly, I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. Man-to-man relationship. How do we help the needy? How do we help the brethren? On the judgment, my brethren, on the judgment, God never accepts excuses. Well, Lord, I'm sorry I did not visit my brother because I have a lot of forms. Lord, I'm sorry I did not study because I have a lot of overtime. But do you remember the excuses that they made in Matthew 7:22? They have a good excuses. They said, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Ah, that's a good excuse. Right? In your name, in your authority, in your glory, O God, we cast out demons. And that is a good reason, an excuse, on the day of judgment. In your name, we perform many, not few, many miracles. And that is a good excuse, my brethren. Yes, Lord, I always attend worship, no absent. And maybe I can say, Lord, I've been in the United States for 2 times, and I preached there. Maybe the Lord said, Roger, I never knew you. You need to think of that, my brethren. Not only doctrinally correct, we have other things to do as a Christian. Because on that day, maybe the Lord will say, I never knew you. There are only few to be chosen. And I pray we belong on that number. Let's do our part as a Christian. Remember, as I have said, our life is just a vapor. We don't know. Give time for the Lord. Give time also for yourself. Do not just give more time to yourself and just small time for the Lord. So again, my brethren, I hope and pray that we keep on praying to one another. I pray that this relationship that we have, this friendship that we have, this fellowship that we have, but more closer in glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you and good afternoon.
When listening to Roger, I'm sure we all agree that it's real great to hear somebody from the Philippines come over and preach to us. I'm sure we appreciate his coming over and preaching to us. I was thinking while he was talking about programming the mind, I sure hope we have more success programming our minds than we do programming our computers. I think that computer has a life of its own. It was born to frustrate us. Thank you, Roger. Let's sing a song. I don't want to leave this thing on while